Are the Leafs going to be making any more deadline moves ahead of the trade deadline on Friday? Auston Matthews gets the overtime winner against the Buffalo Sabres. William Nylander has been having an amazing season, and Ilya Samsonov looks like he's back. All of that and more in this episode of Leafs Digest. My name is Darius Dominguez, and welcome back to Leafs Digest. And guys, we've noticed that about 80% of our viewers are not actually subscribed to the channel. So if you want to do yourself a favor to stay up to date with everything Toronto Maple Leafs, hit that subscribe button. And Nick and I are going to be all over the trade deadline, which is just, I guess, one day away at this point. It's going to be exciting. It's going to heat up. It looks like the Leafs are in on another forward and a defenseman, but we'll save that for later in the video. Let's get into the game right away. The Toronto Maple Leafs versus the Buffalo Sabres, a team that the Leafs have had a little bit of trouble with this season, and I mean for a while. And obviously they had that horrendous 9-3 game earlier this season that we covered on the channel as well, and Ilya Samsonov getting sent down after that. And obviously he's been fantastic since, but let's start with the starting lineup. A few things to mention. Gregor is playing his first game in quite a while. It looks like Kampf was also playing with the flu. And if you look at the defense looks a little different. Benoit obviously split up with McCabe because McCabe out with the flu as well. So Lagesson comes back in. But the rest of the deep, you know, pairing, except for that third line, pretty much the same. And then Samsonov gets the start, and he looked fantastic in this game. I have no complaints about Ilya Samsonov. Since he's come back from his little Marley stint working with the coaches, he has been great. Really no complaints. And I mean, for him to be playing this great with Martin Jones kind of just off in the shadows doing his thing, and Joseph Woll getting back up to speed is fantastic. It looks like he might be the starter just because of the way he's been playing, and you know, you can put your trust into him right now because Joseph Woll has been out so long. I'm not saying he's the definite starter. I think Joseph Woll can still definitely earn that back in time, but right now, it looks like he might be the starter going into the playoffs, and it's not a bad thing. He won the Leafs a playoff series last year, and honestly, I love Samsonov. I love his attitude and the fact that he jokes around with reporters and all that stuff, and he's been playing great. So what's not to love about Samsonov? I love the fact that he's playing great. But to get to this game, I thought the Leafs played with a little bit more urgency out of the gate, which they've been lacking ever since Auston Matthews came to town. Like, it's been years. So I thought they looked a little bit better. But again, a couple guys not looking like they were on their A game today, and that could be, you know, contributed to the fact that they might have all had the flu, or the flu has been going around, which Sheldon Keefe said earlier, you know, in his pre-game comments. But one guy who did stand out tonight and looks like he probably didn't have the flu, and we will get to a couple guys who I think did have the flu and had poor games but finished strong, Nylander certainly was not one of those guys. Nylander had a very strong game, and here from Sportsnet Stats, William Nylander, obviously scoring the goal in regulation, the only goal in regulation for the Leafs, has 23 points since the All-Star break and is tied for second most in the NHL since that time. Nylander was great before the All-Star break, and he's been great since. I mean, to be second in scoring in the entire league since the All-Star break is awesome. I mean, and it's his 34th goal of the year. He's been on absolute fire. He has points in 49 games of the Leafs games this year. I mean, that's just spectacular. He's been playing on another level this year. Obviously, it's a contract year, but he did slow down once he signed that contract, if we can all remember, right? He did slow down a little bit, but since then, he's picked it right back up. I mean, he's having a fantastic year. He's seventh in league scoring right now. He also took 10 faceoffs in this game, which is something we've never really seen Nylander do. I mean, they tried him at center, you know, to start the year. They tried him at center a few different times throughout his history with the Leafs, but nothing like this. I mean, he took 10 faceoffs tonight, and he wasn't bad. I think he won 6 of them out of the 10. So, I mean, he was a positive percentage. That's not bad at all. So, I don't know. Nice to see that from Nylander. Doing it all tonight, and I thought he played better on the defensive side of the puck, too. I think he was creating more opportunities for himself because he was playing better defense. Wasn't really playing that way in overtime. Cheating a little bit for the offense. Definitely cheating a little bit, but it worked out in the Leafs' favor in the end, which is nice. But I want to pivot to another guy. I'm not sure. I'm not going to blame everything on the flu, but not sure if he's a guy who, you know, did have the flu or not, but the last couple games, and last little while, has not been good for Timothy Liljegren. All right, he has not looked great since Morgan Riley came back from his suspension. He looks just a half step too slow. I don't know what it is. Maybe he's dealing with an injury. You never know at this time of year. Could be playing through something. Again, could have had the flu tonight too. Who knows? Or just battling something, right? Apparently, it is going around throughout the whole team. So that's been a topic of discussion. But yeah, he's just looked a half step slow. And I mean, the penalty that was called, we could talk about the refs again. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but there have been some soft calls, all right, in these Leaf games. I know around the league it's been bad too, but there have been some soft calls going the Leafs' way. And I just don't think that's called if Liljegren is keeping up with the play and keeping his feet moving. And I feel like he's just a half step behind. And when, you know, there's guys actually pressuring him, like we saw it in the Bruins game, he does not excel in moments like that, in high-pressure situations. So I'm not even sure if this is a guy who's going to be in the starting lineup for the Leafs in the playoffs, depending how the next 2 days go. Literally, the next 2 days will determine Timothy Liljegren's status in the playoffs for the Leafs, which is going to be very interesting to keep an eye on, because who knows what's going to happen, right? It's everything's up in the air still. Bradshaw Living likes to take his time, obviously, with things, and that's the way it's going right now. But one guy, again, Austin Matthews, spectacular, all right? He's been everything for the Leafs this season, right? Did not have a strong game. Not sure if he's injured. I think it was against the Rangers I saw. He had something on his wrist. Maybe his wrists are bothering him again. Hopefully not. Maybe he just had the flu tonight. He looked like a guy who was lacking energy. A couple of the plays, he's just swinging at the puck, like trying to get it out. Just get me off the ice. Probably low energy, battling the flu, all that stuff. So I'm going to mark it up to that. Why he had a poor performance, and it wasn't even that bad of a performance, but not exactly looking dangerous tonight. And I mean, McCabe missed the entire game because it was that bad, and they did say like Kampf was playing through something, so I'm going to contribute it to that, and I think he'll be back in the next game, which is tomorrow night against the Bruins, which is going to be a crazy game. Again, you're fighting for playoff positioning. Bruins with 87 points, Leafs with 80. Big game tomorrow. You can close that gap to 5 points. It's going to be an exciting game. Second half of a back-to-back. It's in Boston. It's going to be exciting, man. I'm looking forward to it. But one thing I haven't been looking forward to this month, right? Because the Leafs power play was fantastic in February, but so far this month, like Sam McKee says here, as the weather warms, the Leafs PP starts to cool, a yearly tradition. And it's true. The power play does seem to go away as the weather gets a little bit warmer in Toronto every year, even in the playoffs. And I mean, power play opportunities get less and less as the playoffs go, right? You're not going to get them as easily as in the regular season. But this is something I would, you know, you don't want it to go too long. You could, you know, be like, hey, listen, it's only 2 games. It's only 3 games. You don't want it to continue too long. You want it, want to address it, and you want to have confidence on your power play. And I don't know if they have that the last couple of games, especially against the Bruins. It was not really, really not great. And I mean, again, tonight you get another opportunity and you don't score. And I mean, it's going to happen, but I would hope that you address it. And like we talked about in our last post game video, you know, they're predictable in the power play. So you have to look at that. But anyway, it was a pretty boring game overall, other than those couple things, couple storylines and whatnot. But Samsonov played great. Huge save late in the third on that deflection. Huge save in overtime. Fantastic to keep them in it. And then obviously Mitch Marner and Austin Matthews, the magic. Marner with a great pass. You can see it opened up a little bit right there in front of the net, which is not where you want it to open up for Austin Matthews. And then the finish for Matthews, like he could take a regular wrist shot, but he just finesses it over the shoulder onto the far side. Like just a great shot. Like not too many guys can do that. Scores his 54th in OT. And I mean, he's been everything for the Leafs, man. Like I said, he's been everything for the Leafs. But one thing I thought was interesting as well is the Maple Leafs have now gone, not that this matters in the playoffs or anything, but it's just an interesting stat, especially going into tomorrow night and then going into another Atlantic Division and Eastern Conference Division opponent in the Montreal Canadiens on Saturday. The Leafs have gone 11 straight games without a regulation win versus an Eastern Conference opponent. And again, that carries into tonight when they win in overtime, right? So going to be interesting to keep an eye on. Hopefully they can win in regulation, like I said, against the Bruins to close that gap to 5 points tomorrow night. And obviously you play the Habs, who are not a great team, but it's going to be an electric game in the Bell Center on Saturday night. So that's going to be fun. And Austin Matthews is scoring at a 72 goal pace with less than a quarter of the season left to play. Does he do it? I think he can still get to 70. It's going to be exciting. And he loves these big moments, right? So
Let's hope that he can get one against Boston. Let's hope he can get like back-to-back hat tricks again. Like, what am I talking about? He's been doing it all season. It's going to be electric, right? So let's just hope he can pull it out and get the job done for the Leafs here in the next couple of days. And hopefully he's feeling better if he is battling the flu, but we don't know that for sure, right? So we'll see how that plays out. And one last thing in terms of trade deadline. We're going to have so much trade deadline coverage on this channel, right? We're going to have another couple videos tomorrow. Obviously, Friday's the deadline. We're going to cover that. Looks like the Leafs are going to make a trade, but Tree Living is waiting for the dust to settle. I feel like he doesn't want to make a panic move. He doesn't want to move on from a first-round pick or Easton Cowan. You definitely don't want to move on from Easton Cowan. 30-game point streak in the OHL. It's going to be interesting to watch what the Leafs do here. And I wanted to bring this up because it's true, and I think that a lot of Leaf fans have... Everyone gets lost in the trade talk, and I do as well. But I think the Leafs have lost... Leaf fans have lost the most important thing in all of this, all right? And that is that the Florida Panthers did nothing at last year's trade deadline, and they went to the Stanley Cup Final. And I mean... Stanley Cup Final, they didn't even make a deadline acquisition because they weren't even sure they were going to make the playoffs. They made it by 1 point. Now, it's a little bit different from the Maple Leafs, but it's not that much different. I mean, your best players have to be your best players, right? Like Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, William Nylander. These guys have to come and show out. And they already have Tyler Bertuzzi. They already have Max Domi, these guys that you would like to acquire at this time of year, right? They already have the guys on the roster. So these players have to show up in these big moments, right? In the playoffs. It's not about, you know, what will this defenseman do for you? They do need help on the back end, that's for sure. But their best players have to be their best players, and that's it. They just have to, you know, Florida's best players, guys you never heard of. Not that you never heard of. Their best players were their best players. Obviously, you got the Tkachuks and Barkov and guys like that. Reinhart was great for them. But then, you know, these guys you never heard of are playing great for them too, and that's what the Leafs need. Everyone to step up. It doesn't matter who you acquire at the deadline. The best players still have to play the best. So that'll be fun to watch. And, you know, Nick and I will have it covered on the channel all week long until the trade deadline in, I guess, a day's time. It's going to be very exciting. And I think the Leafs do make a move with some of the dust settling after some big moves today. So stay tuned to the channel, and Nick and I will have that covered, and we'll see you for another video tomorrow.